the S&P, the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks Edition, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me, as always, Dr. Nirban Mahanty. G'day, Doc.
G'day, Captain.
Now, we are doing this on Zoom for our respective homes, mate, because it is the time of social isolation, social distancing. We've also got a little bit more time on up our sleeves on nights and weekends because there's not many places you can go these days once you've done the supermarket shopping. So what we thought is we take a little bit of time to help our listeners invest in themselves during these times so they can come out the other side a little bit better, a little bit wiser, and potentially over the long term, a whole lot wealthier with three book recommendations, really easy to read, simple books that will help them like they helped us become better investors. Now, I'm going to kick off with the first one, and it's a little book by size and by title. It is The Little Book of Behavioral Investing. This is a fantastic little book that every couple of pages, mate, when I read it, I thought, oh, I've got to write that down, or I've got to tell someone about that, or wow, that's amazing. A really small book by James Montier that goes through the tips and tricks and traps for investors when it comes to the things that can potentially keep us away from compounding long-term wealth. It will make you a much, much better investor and ready to tackle it if you haven't yet by reading The Little Book of Behavioral Investing. Mate, what's number two?
Well, I've got a book called 100 Baggers by Christopher Meyer. And it basically is, again, it's a book focused on the American market, but it looks at several businesses over a long period of time that have actually returned 100 times in returns. So basically, if you bought the shares at $1, the shares were worth $100 at some point in time. That is massive, massive returns.
And, well, and if you're taking $10,000, it would have turned into a million, just to put a little bit
more color.
A little bit more attractively.
Yeah, more attractively. But, you know, this is massive returns. And it looks at, you know, at these businesses that delivered them. And what I like about this book is it looks at the history of these businesses. It looks at actually a lot of those businesses that delivered this sort of return. And so it gives you some context into understanding what you need or what are sort of the circumstances and what are the characteristics of the businesses, what are the traits you need, what needs to go right for you to get massive returns. So I really like this book. What's interesting again about this book is there are companies in there that delivered 100 baggers at one point and then actually went on to not do as well later on, right? So companies also have these cycles where they do very well and then they sort of fade away. So anyways, I thought that's a really good book, and then you can contextualize that in your own investing.
100 baggers. I haven't read that, believe it or not. It's the only book on this list I haven't yet read. I'm going to put that on my list for my social isolation reading. So thank you for the suggestion. I'm going to throw another book that is probably the seminal book for retail investors like you and I, like everyone listening. The book that reminds us and tells us that you don't have to be one of those fancy Lamborghini driving stockbrokers in their fancy suits on the 31st floor of a George Street or Collins Street office tower. That us as individuals, with everything we know about life, business, our own spending habits, what we see around the place, can help us become very successful investors. The book is called One Up on Wall Street, obviously a US book written by US fund manager Peter Lynch. It gives some US examples. It is US focused, but it's a reminder and a very, very clear incentive to put what we already know to work, to find some of the great companies of the future and today, companies that may otherwise be overlooked by people who don't necessarily have the same life experiences as us. The very idea that the old mum and dad investor, to use the phrase, can do very, very well themselves without having to rely on overhyped and overpriced financial advice from people who are just trying to sell you something to make a quid. Is that too jaundiced? Hopefully not. Mate, I reckon you've got another one up your sleeve. You've got a bonus number four for us.
I got a bonus, and I love your Peter Lynch.
Here we go.
That's actually one of my favorites. But here's the bonus. I actually love the Little Book series a lot, and there's a book called Little Book That Builds Wealth. I love the name, by Pat Dorsey. It's a great book that talks about, it's a little bit of a, it's a Buffett-style investing book, and coming from me would sound surprising, but I really love that book because it gives a really nice framework around investing, stuff that you love, what is pricing power, what's a moat for a business, what's staying power for business, and things like that, So I love that book. It's a really very nice foundation book, easy to read, but serves investors really well.
Very good. So that is The Little Book of Behavioral Investing, 100 Baggers, One Up on Wall Street, and The Little Book That Builds Wealth, a bonus recommendation from Doc. We'll actually put those titles and some pictures of the front covers up on our social pages. So if you haven't yet caught the names, or maybe you're listening while you're, well, I was going to say driving or in the train, but not much of that going on, but some people are still going to work, at least they're not stuck in their home offices like you and I are, mate. So we'll put that up on our socials if you want to grab those names again. Do yourself a favor, fools. While we're in this time of social isolation, do a little bit of reading. It's great, easy reading. You'll be educated. You'll be inspired. And I'm pretty sure these books will be instrumental in helping you build serious long-term wealth. Thanks for listening. Full on.
Full on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.